With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This NFL Week 2 recap and Monday Night Football props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting, picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the United States? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Odds Crowd gives away hundreds of dollars in weekly contests, including the $100 SGPN exclusive free roll contest. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Sean.
Yes.
Football.
Football.
Two weeks down, and now for the first time ever, we can say 15 weeks to go. Is that the sound of losing?
Yes. Unfortunately, the Eagles lost. Locks didn't hit. Worlds are unraveling. And it was a shitty Sunday. The Panthers money line that helped. Fucking Steelers laid a real massive turd, killing us in the Survivor, killing my lock. I mean, that game in particular, once TJ Watt went out, that Steelers team wasn't the same. Maybe it's just as simple as the Raiders are good and Roethlisberger is cooked, but I think not having TJ Watt on the field was a huge difference. And that was a brutal beat for sure. We are broadcasting live on Twitter Spaces. So if you guys want to come in, check in, request to talk, maybe you got a brutal beat. Maybe you have an awesome cash
dog.
Maybe you are a true dog. Hit on some of these dogs. Carson Wentz is injured again. That was big news.
That was the bright spot for you.
I can't even celebrate the injury of Carson Wentz because now he's going to miss time and the Eagles won't end up getting their first round pick.
It's been a real roller coaster.
Derrick Henry, we were doing really well in the ETH League, and goddamn you, fantasy football, for telling us these winning percentages.
Yeah,
I don't need that. I have enough sweats in my life without your goddamn win probability thrown in there. I have enough action. Let me do the math and judge whether or not I don't want to see 90% ever on my goddamn screen before Derrick Henry finishes his game. He iced the game. For fantasy and for the Titans, man. Seattle unraveled. We're going to get to all of it and the entire week two slate. Don't worry. We also do have, Monday Night Football prop bets and first touchdowns as well coming up to close it out. Before we get to that, win bet. That's right. Maybe, locks didn't hit, but you know which locks did hit? Some of these win bets. Kyler Murray to score a touchdown. That was at even money. That cashed. Alabama plus 100. That cash, that was a bit of a sweat. But again, WynnBET has you covered. Tons of fun bonuses, active in a ton of states, more on the way. And of course, that $1,000 risk-free bet all over at WynnBET.com, WynnBET.com. Before we start rattling off some of the games, one breaking news, Ryan.
Give it to me.
God's Eye did have a ninth screen added. So that was
like a teardrop tattooed underneath the eye.
Kramer, you're locked in on my camera.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I got like four things going on over
here. It's okay. Here. Trying to get the Twitter spaces going again. Give us a ring on the old Twitter at Gambling Podcast. Hop in. Give us your takes for the week two action. The ninth screen so that we could squeeze in the Denver Jags game. A game that I was on the fence about betting. And then I was like, you know what? Pull the trigger. Get down on Denver -6. I go to click the bet and it locked. Like I was hemming and hawing. It seemed too easy. It seemed like the trap game. And then I thought to myself, oh, that's a sign. I shouldn't have bet on it. And it turns out it was the exact opposite of the sign. I should have gotten in. Should have got those bets in early.
Complete bone job.
I mean, speaking of bone jobs, I'm not one to blame the refs. Well, unless, you know, sometimes I blame the refs, but
like offsides when you know, instant replay shows it's not actually offsides, like that kind of boning.
Yeah. That didn't happen in the Giants game, if that's what you're talking about. But I mean, the refs were really particularly bad. And these taunting calls. I know I said everyone has the same take of we like watching guys taunt each other. Okay. Guy doing a finger wag into the camera, NFL, that's entertaining. And the NFL is hilarious. Whenever they show highlights and promos, it's all guys doing taunting like shit, spiking the ball, doing backflips into the end zone.
No more jacked up.
You took jacked up away from us because we were enjoying concussions too much. We were getting aroused from watching guys damage their brains. And now you take away taunting? Wait, this is the National Football League. You can only taunt when you're that good. Okay. If a 5-year old's finger wagging to another 5-year old in peewee, that's funny. Who is advocating for these taunting rules? I don't get it.
I mean, taunting is one of those things. Again, we've discussed this. Hockey, the sport I played in college, rugby, seems to have figured some of it out. It gets sorted on the field.
Yes.
Hockey fights are just allowed. You let things, you know, so you get a little penalty thrown here and there, but you let things sort it out. If you don't want them to taunt, don't let them. That's the bottom line. And honestly, Sean, it feels like we need to go to the well and just start calling this the someone needs that side, because when the taunting flag comes out, I demand a full investigation of that crew. The taunting flag is the ultimate subjective. I need to move a number. I know the books are heavily in need of this Tennessee team. We better throw a taunting flag out there, Sean, to get to the Titans back in the game. If there's one game, I demand a full investigation. Coincidence, it happened to be my lock. But how Seattle up 14 points in the fourth quarter, not only didn't cover the 5.5, but lost the game outright.
That was pretty.
Same old Seahawks.
Pretty same insane. I mean, does Mike Vrabel have another backup dick that he threatened to cut off? What is going on that this Titans team came alive? And God damn you, Russell Wilson.
Sean,
are you not drinking enough concussion juice?
He was smiling after the game. I wanted to tear MVP ticket up.
He does have that. He's got that Tom Cruise vibe where he's so happy. He's scary. He's just like, Hey, hell, I'm just happy to be here. I'm my wife. I love God. I love everything. Everything is great. No, you blew a 14 point lead. I get it. Your life is awesome, but some of us are trying to make money on this game. Some of us are sweating out these bets, Russell Wilson. Some of us aren't going home to have sex with Sierra. Some of us are fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was pretty angry. I mean, to lose to a team that just got shellacked by your division rival too. It just, not a good look. Pete Carroll, I thought you were going to lean right into the Building 7 angle and just wonder where Mike Vrabel's dick is, because Pete Carroll, once again, they got conservative. They turned the gas off. They didn't realize some people were going to be coming by. They were going to need to cook up a fourth meal. They didn't get it done. All right. Russ lost to the Titans and fucking Taco Bell today. And honestly, the Titans have fucked my lock 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, they really have been the monkey wrench team.
It's timeout, right? It's a timeout.
We were all in on the Titans, and then we were all out on the Titans. And what a wild ride! Someone in the chat saying "boo to your locks." Well, thank you, and thanks to all the listeners reminding us of when our locks don't hit. Unlike all these other fucking shitheads on the internet who give out picks, when I give out picks and I lose, I actually lose my money because I actually fucking bet on this shit. Yeah. Unlike all you fucking phony pieces of shit on the internet. Here's my pick of the day. I just started gambling. I fucking live this shit. I went through half a tin of Skull. All right. I bleed this shit. Literally, my gums were bleeding.
Listen, I think a lot of new shows starting, a lot of new shows. And just here's a tip. I don't want to give advice to the competition, Sean. Here, I'll even ISO on myself. But if you're starting a gambling show, here's a tip for you. Don't have a round table where you talk about where everyone came from. And one of those questions is like hometown and then how you got into sports gambling. Because you don't get into sports gambling later in life unless you're some media personality who realizes, oh, wow, people like to bet. You get into sports gambling because it's around you and it's what you do on Sundays. And then you figure out it's for other sports. And then you figure out you can do it all the time because tennis never stops. Golf's never stops. All right. You don't get into it. This isn't something you dabble in. Like as Dick Olson reminds us repeatedly, tongue in the ass. All right. This is not that. This is a lifestyle.
That was refreshing.
And you know what? You know what? Listen. All right. I don't mean to be that guy, but I have missed the ultimate like anvil in the nuts from a gambling perspective. Even though my locks have
feel alive, Ryan. Feel alive.
The props. You do want to listen to me with the props because that's been going well. But I'll say this, Sean. I did some laps tonight.
Really?
Proverbial laps. Got a little old man walk around the block. But I was thinking about I got to do better. And fortunately for me, the Giants are a hot bag of dicks right now. So
much like the Jaguars. Did you see the meme the Jaguars put out?
More mental energy.
Basically like, hey guys, we're sorry. We need to get better. Shout out, Moonoff's in the chat. Shout out to Moonoff. He's been killing it over on the newly minted. Him and Dan Titus on the newly minted prop cast.
I think I might have to join them.
Check that out. They have been a red hot. And of course, speaking of props, we are brought to you by PropSwap. Head over to PropSwap.com. Use that promo code SGP. Again, get up to a $500 bonus over at PropSwap.com where you can buy and sell real sports betting tickets. Should have sold that Russ MVP ticket when they're up 14 points there at home.
30-16. Are you serious?
And that's the great thing about PropSwap. You don't need to actually win the bets. You can just sell them when they're increasing in value. And that's the way to do
it. It's pretty genius. You're moving the winning point of time. You're almost time traveling.
Doing a little time traveling. Yeah. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP.
Did they not mention time traveling in the read? No
time traveling.
I mean, it's basically the almanac. They figured it out.
And still time to hop on the Twitter spaces. Ryan, I'm assuming we are unmuted, correct?
We are unmuted, and okay. I've not seen anyone request.
We probably scared off the audience, so no one wants to call in and give a shit. Let's get to the games. Washington 30, Giants 29. You had the G-men. Congrats, Kramer. G-men moved to 0-2. However, nice cover by Joe Judge. Came down to them being offsides on the field goal. And I didn't even give you shit on the air.
Offsides.
Yeah. I didn't even give you shit on the air of Joe Judge challenging a touchdown in the Broncos game. Ryan, what's your take on the Joe Judge era so far in 2021?
I mean, 6-1 against the spread NFC East now, as you pointed out, thank you for stealing the nice trend. Now 4-0 against the spread in games with fewer than 6 days of rest. And now 17-4 as an underdog, a road underdog since the start of 2018. So Look, I'm not happy about being 0-2. Division is looking like it's helping out a little bit. And the team seems like they're still bought into the old Joe Judge, man. I thought we had a request to speak. We don't, but listen, it's early, Sean. And I know you so badly want to look backwards through that tiny little rear view mirror.
It is a recap show. Right?
I know you.
It's going to be tough to look forward in the week 2 recap but, show.
Thankfully, this game happened Thursday, and yeah. I've moved past it. I think the team's moved past it, and we have a nice get right game against Atlanta coming up this Sunday. They're going to retire some numbers, Sean. Unfortunately, your Eagles let down the great Brian Dawkins when he was in the building today, but I do not think the Giants will do the same as they retire Eli's number.
Giants not good at home, Ryan. That would be this one concern.
This is also a true statement.
Carolina Panthers 26, Saints 7. I should have made this my lock. This was one of the easiest bets of the day. Did make it our dog. I mean, Carolina looked pretty solid, but this was just the classic letdown game for the Saints. They were so good against the spread so bad against the spread weeks 1 and 2. And then you knew after that massive win, it was just letdown city, the back-to-back road games. Like, they threw everything they had at Green Bay. Everything broke their way. They were just due for a regression game. James throws two picks. And I mean, this wasn't really that much of a game. Carolina Cruz.
I mean, if there was one thing that resonated with anyone, it's Jameis Winston coming off a game where he threw 5 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Yeah.
Period. And you know, strangely, even though they changed the field turf, Sean, it appears that New Orleans still not the same when heading to Carolina. This is just—I know that New Orleans has been good lately on the road, but it just this was the one game where I felt like, "Yep, I'm fucking smart."
Yes, I for my notes I wrote, "I'm a genius." This one was particularly easy, but again, got my shit pushed in, so I'm not going to brag too much. Browns 31, Texans 21. We were both on the Texans plus 12.5. The 12.5 felt good the entire game. And even the money line, I know I read off that a win bet, one of their massive liabilities was the Texans money line. And if Tyrod doesn't go out, maybe they end up pulling this out. He went out with a hamstring.
Tyrod.
This was and once he went out, you knew the money line never would have happened. This was a great little nugget, courtesy of our new buddy, barbecue boy, David Culley. Houston declined an offsides penalty that would have given them another shot at third down, so they could have a 4th-and-1 and then punted. That, I mean, I don't know what the exact opposite of analytics is, but that was certainly it.
It's barbecue, and that's what. The opposite of analytics is going and having some barbecued chicken.
That's a guy who's sitting on 12.5 and knows that 5 yards of field position is the difference between a 10-point win and a 13-point win.
How do you draw the love of a city and a fan base? Win games. If you can't win games, cover
spreads. Love it. Bears 20, Bengals 17. Picked it at 2.5. It closed 1.5. I got down on this. And it felt like Chicago, this was a weird game. Chicago probably should have won by a little bit more, but then they were super sloppy. And then Andy Dalton injured himself scrambling. Sounds like he's going to miss a decent amount of time. The Joe Burrow that I thought we might see of not trusting his leg, of getting blown up because the Bengals run empty so much, and he can't handle it.
Felt like we nailed the handicap here. The Bears would look better against worse opponent. Yeah. And the Bengals, honestly, this might be a game that when we're talking about next week, we might look to some of these pick sixes and say, hey, you know, what was this game really? Were the Bengals just are the Bengals just going to be a team that thrives in garbage time and we should ignore what we saw in the fourth quarter? Or were the Bears just gifted some points through the defense
and then Fields came in.
He didn't look good.
Didn't look that good. He made a couple. He made a nice run to ice the game, but didn't look amazing otherwise.
Right, since we're talking about Fields, since he got some, all right, let's update the rookie quarterback power rankings.
Oh yeah. What do we got here?
So Trevor Lawrence, who obviously played better just based on not being a complete bag of dicks. We have Justin Fields who got some action, but didn't look great. Trey Lance didn't play at all. Zach Wilson threw enough interceptions to to certainly make me feel good about my Zach Wilson to lead the league in interceptions.
Oh my God.
And Mac Jones won a nice road game against, I guess it's Mac Jones won rookie of the year, Mac Jones.
I mean,
who's number two though?
I am rock hard with that Mac Jones rookie of the year ticket, because look at all these other rookies. They're falling apart. Belichick, you know, is looking pretty good. I mean, they've all looked pretty shitty and had really bad numbers. I mean, if Damian Harris doesn't fumble,
yeah,
Mac Jones could be sitting at 2-0 atop the NFC East.
True.
I mean, one play away, and he looked fairly sharp in that first game. Look, you know, he's not Justin Herbert, but he just has to look good enough. And I think that's all the voters need to see.
What's funny is Justin Herbert looked the part immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Steelers 17, Raiders 26.
We got to get our shit going mentally.
I mean, we have, as a podcast, have to get our shit going mentally. I thought this was going to be a horrible spot. What happened? And the Steelers, they really weren't the same team once TJ Watt went out. No. And then there were some late scratches, Devin Bush, which I think when we picked the game, that wasn't on my radar. That was huge. And then that offense is just really bad. And kudos to the Raiders. I mean, that going into Pittsburgh, we read all the stats, read all
there's
the trends,
you
getting,
can say.
Getting that win for the Raiders. And they did it without.
Henry, I'm impressed.
The only thing that saving grace is my Henry Rugg best ball shares, because he took one to the house.
I mean,
I don't know why they don't get him the ball more.
That was the game. And I think if there's one thing, maybe we have to give Derek Carr credit for, he does seem to have that Russell Wilson ability to know when to throw the ball and just float it up and just let the guy who's clearly faster go find it and get to it, because he's done this a couple times now. And you know, we joked about Derek Carr and John Gruden being neighbors on the golf course and how that's going to be awkward when he's benching them. But in Derek Carr going off as the last quarterback or one of the last quarterbacks drafted in fantasy seems to be horribly mistaken. Gruden might have his offensive mojo back, because I think this Steelers defense is good. I know they were missing people, still good. And yeah, we like Las Vegas. There's no reason for this hate. Gruden might be a buffoon, but they got some juice right now.
Long cocks.
They got some juice right now.
And certainly playing in Vegas, I think that and that was part of the handicap, that it was going to be a legit home field, even though I wasn't super high on them. I did think that might be a tough place to play when it's all Raiders fans, and certainly that Monday night game, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
And by the way, tracking teams leaving the desert, 2-0 against the spread, both with outright wins as dogs. So
yes. So maybe not the.
Perhaps it's not a deterrent. Maybe it's a good thing.
Maybe not the hangover spot we thought. Oh man, I was pulling my hair out on Sunday. If you're losing your hair, you got to check out Keeps. That's right. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Low cost. Treatments start at just $10 a month. Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging. Doesn't show up in some box that says bald pills here. And again, Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months. So you want to get on it fast. As soon as you see that thinning hair, get on it. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. You know what's even worse than losing your hair? Getting ripped off by big wireless. That's why Mint Mobile is pretty awesome. $15 a month. That's right. Premium wireless for $15 a month. I know it sounds too good to be true. How do they do it? They get rid of the store. You know that guy spinning the sign? Mint Mobile doesn't need him. You don't need him. What are we doing? We're living in the modern age. For people who love savings. And again, what are you paying right now for your wireless bill? What if you were only paying $15 a month? Do you know how much more money you would have to bet on these games? Come on, Mint Mobile, get with it. All you got to do is head over to mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Again, you can keep your phone, you can keep your number, keep your contacts. Switching very easy. If you switch, you don't like it, 77-day money back guaranteed. And again, premium wireless for just $15 a month. mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Kramer, we went against our boy Josh Allen, and we paid the price 35-0. Buffalo heads down to Miami, just roast this fraudulent Dolphins team that I knew I should have backed against. But I was like, oh, I'm in a sweet position. Either the pick is right, or
you're middling, you son of a bitch.
Either the pick is right, or I'm right that the Dolphins are frauds.
Watching that game in the first half, if they had just not shot themselves in the dick repeatedly, Josh Allen came out with I want to fuck something today.
He did have that going a little bit.
He certainly looked like feeling Johnny Manziel dangerous. But look, perhaps we overreacted to the Bills' loss to the Steelers. And look, Miami's defense showed up. I think everything was there. The offense just didn't execute. And the only real takeaway there is that if Tua is going to be out for a little while, Brissett really likes to go to Devontae Parker.
Well, yeah. And of course, Tua got knocked out, got some bruised ribs. X-rays are negative. So I'm guessing he'll play maybe next week, maybe not. We'll see how bad the bruised ribs are. But thoughts and prayers for Tua. A big fan of his game, and he's definitely going to hit the over in those passing yards. Don't worry about it.
Wow, Sean.
Rams 27, Colts 24. Pussies. Couldn't get the cover. Oh, and for the most part of the game, I really didn't think the Colts were ever going to win. They had a couple flashes where you're like, oh, okay. But you knew they weren't going to win.
But as we're watching the game, you're like, "How? Why are the Rams hanging around?"
This is why we don't take non-conference road favorites, right?
We just won with Seattle in the same spot. What the hell? Yeah,
no, and it worked with Seattle, didn't work with the Rams. Indy though, off to an 0-2 start. Carson Wentz with a bad ankle injury. No word yet on what it is. Maybe it's I'm hearing high ankle sprainish. He's going to miss some time, which means they're probably not going to qualify snap wise for that first round pick, but probably will end up being a high second, assuming Indy keeps going on this tear. And Carson Wentz goal line interception on a shuttle pass. He also got stopped on fourth and one on the goal. I feel for Colts fans
making all sorts of bad decisions. Maybe Eason's
doesn't
the guy.
Look good at all. And maybe there's still a bunch of talent on this Colts team. Again, why I took their under, not only just the blind Carson hate, but their schedule is brutal. And they've already lost two of their home games, and it doesn't get much easier. So rough start for the Colts here. And the Rams look pretty solid for the most part. Cooper Kupp had a monster game fantasy wise, which is, he was probably never in everyone's DraftKings lineup. So,
man, my thoughts are really around, why did Tyrod have to get hurt? My 13-1 for them to win the division ticket was so alive. I mean, now you look at this, the Titans obviously take a big step forward back into the lead of this division, but it's a mess all around. The Colts are, kind of like the Dolphins. Can you write this team off almost? If Carson Wentz is out for extended period of time, you almost say that.
I mean, let's see what Eason has. I we've seen Carson Wentz go out before, and a backup quarterback coached up by Frank Reich go on a little bit of a run. I it's weird because normally I would root for this Colts team if we didn't have their first round pick out of spiting Carson Wentz. But now that we have their first round pick, I can't even really root for him. So it's a huge disappointment.
Do you know how tall Jacob Eason is?
No.
6'6". You know how tall Nick Foles is? 6'6".
Long. Cox.
I mean, I don't want to draw any parallel. What round was he drafted in the, was he a fourth round pick?
Yes.
No, I think he was at Nick Foles was a third round pick. Jacob Eason, a fourth round pick. So
same difference,
but 6'6", maybe it's a dong thing. Maybe Frank Reich.
Did he also play basketball?
So let me just, I don't really need to ask you too many questions, but if you could just drop your pants, trying to see what kind of arm talent you have.
49ers 17, my Eagles 11. Oh, brutal game, and shout out to all the 49ers fans, which have already contacted me saying how much shit I've talked on the 49ers. Yeah, and I don't recall talking a ton of shit on the 49ers. I think I was pretty high on them, Ryan. Had them winning the division, Super Bowl favorite. No, I talked a ton of shit on the 49ers. I didn't see it. I still don't understand how this team is 2-0 and their third pick overall that they traded up for is sitting on the bench. That feels like a waste to me.
It's annoying.
So, and kudos to them. Eagles, it was really frustrating because I feel like for the most part, especially in the first half, they didn't necessarily get outplayed. They really shot themselves in the foot. Horrible play calling on that goal line. Those four plays on the one.
Yeah.
You gotta, I mean, you can't have a 91 yard completion to Quez Watkins and not get points. Jalen Reagor letting himself get pushed out of bounds. And that touchdown doesn't happen. Then the blocked field goal. Like they had a bunch of mojo going in the first half, just couldn't cash in. There were plenty of opportunities. They just didn't do it. And Hurts played solid. I mean, they only put up 11 points. Obviously a lot of that's on the quarterback, so I'm not going to say he played good, but you know, I was overall happy with some of the deep shots he took, the ball placement on that. I thought he did a decent job running the ball, but really, yeah, I mean, and the defense couldn't get off the field. Now Brandon Graham has been lost for the season. That's brutal. Brandon Brooks, I'm guessing it's a pec injury. Luckily they do have Landon Dickinson filling in for guard, who we'll see. He's a second round pick from Alabama, should be good. And at defensive end, they still have Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat, but tough to lose those guys. But really it comes down to a huge Monday night game going into Dallas, and that'll really be the test for them.
And I mean, the Niners were not the tough thing about watching and losing to the Niners. I would imagine is just that their offense isn't good for most of the game.
Yeah. They just wear you down, and eventually they had that one. What was it, like a 16 play drive that just took the win out of the team. So kudos to them.
And just something to track. One of the notes and nuggets I gave out preseason about the 49ers was the injury thing, right? And it's happening again.
And they're
again.
Still getting injured.
It's happening again. And there's data, right? Kyle Shanahan plus John Lynch, their team's just been fucking injured. So maybe you need to look to see what John Lynch is up to. That's all I got to say.
I can't read this guy's handle, but can you believe the Raiders and the Broncos are the only AFC teams undefeated? That is pretty insane. Oh my God. No, I cannot believe it.
We both did think the Broncos would be 10-7.
No, and
but we also thought the Raiders would be 5-12.
Yeah, not super high on the Raiders.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yeah, and then in the NFC, 49ers, Rams, and Cardinals all undefeated. Seahawks should have been undefeated until they fucked that up. Bucks and Panthers. Panthers probably one of the more surprising 2-0 teams, but I feel like they were a team. At least I was high on, had them having a winning record and getting to the playoffs. So that's off to a good
start.
And
I feel like we might've mentioned them when we were doing the crazy props for like some of the teams that could win their first five. I mean, they had a fairly soft start to the schedule. So
if you're watching on YouTube, toss us a thumbs up, subscribe, set the notifications on so you don't miss when we go live here. Denver 23, Jags 13, Denver covered the -6. Jags got off to an early 7-0 lead. It was a kick return for a touchdown, but this was just kind of a pretty ugly game. Again, never felt like the Jags were really in it. Maybe there was some points where you're like, oh, maybe they'll backdoor this, but Teddy Bridgewater on the road against the spread. This really should have been the lock too. I need to like burn a Romo jersey or do something. And listeners, if you guys have suggestions,
Do you know what it was?
We need something to reset the mojo when it comes to selecting the locks.
Couple things. I think we let the outside influence us a little bit. We were right about this Jags team.
Yeah.
They're dumpster fire. And sometimes you can just auto fade teams. And yep. I agree with you.
That was my handicap is Jags are stuck in auto fade.
Like I'm okay with missing on a Dolphins plus 3.5 because I'll do that next time. That's the right thing to do. But the Jags right now, we so many quote smart people thinking the Jags are going to be us. Jags are going to be a team that can win that division.
Yeah.
This team sucks.
New England 25, Jets 6. We had the Jets catching 6 as a home dog. Probably got a little cute here, but I mean, I'm not going to try and build a case where, oh, this was a bad beat, but I thought the Jets defense would play well and keep them in this game. And they did for the most part. Obviously the Zach Wilson,
too much Zach,
4 interceptions. I thought he looked solid enough in preseason and was optimistic. Maybe went ball out, but this is off to a really rough start.
Yeah, I just
we got to get Joe Theismann on the line.
We got to get the interceptions were too bad. The Jets will be fine. I just think when you watch,
I don't know if the Jets will be fine.
When you watch some of these throws, you can't do the back foot thing in the NFL. you can't.
But the Jets, and I feel bad for the Jets fans because even with the injuries, this Robert Saleh defense. You look at the scores and you're like, really? But I swear to God, the defense that they have is kind of interesting. And if they can just get a little help from the offense and not turn over the ball, I mean, not throw four interceptions, they might be in some games.
It might not get any better because they have they're at Denver next week. Denver's home opener.
Yeah, not ideal for Jets fans.
But we should mention, circling back to Denver, at some point you have to start beware of this team if they start to be a bigger favorite. Because Fangio is just an absolute gem at not covering spreads greater than 3 points. So just something to note for further down the line. Maybe they're a really good team. I don't know. Maybe they'll finally pay off your prediction for them to make the playoffs every year, Sean.
And maybe this is the year Broncos actually do it. All right, we'll get to the afternoon games. Want to shout out PicksWise.com. PicksWise, number one app for sports betting picks, helmed by a team of trend-watching, data-devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, and every sport, loaded with best bets, props, and parlays. You can find in-depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick, search the latest sportsbook promos to sign up for an account, compare the odds, and get down on some action. Download the PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And of course, check out oddscrowd.com. Download the OddsCrowd app. We have the weekly SGPN contest, $100. We will be announcing the winner, I'm sure, on the next podcast. Got to wait for the Monday night game to go final. I think I'm doing pretty well in the college contest. Obviously not as well in the NFL contest. Still missing on my locks, but I went pretty good against the spread. So we'll see where I'm at on that one. But again, oddscrowd.com, fun weekly fantasy betting contest. You can even set up your own private contest. A lot of and great pick tracking, social stuff. They got it all. Download the oddscrowd.com app and check it out. Minnesota 33, Arizona 34. Wild game in the desert. Arizona, man, they seem to have some nice luck at home here. Not only the Hail Murray, but also Minnesota missing a 37 yarder to win the game. It was a fun back and forth affair here. You had Minnesota, I had Arizona. Didn't feel good about Arizona when you saw all the entire public was all over Arizona. Didn't feel great about that, but kudos to Arizona and Kyler moving around doing Kyler things, Ryan.
I mean, this kind of reminds you of the if it wasn't for that Hail Mary in the Bills game, this team would have been it feels like we're seeing what this team is going to be this year. This was an undermanned, bad Minnesota Vikings team. I don't know what to believe. The Tennessee game seems like we should discard that. This is probably more like what we'll see week to week. And I just don't think this is sure. They're 2-0 right now. And maybe I'm just pouring in the hate from the preseason, but I'm fading this Arizona team.
Yeah. I didn't like how they let Minnesota hang around. And where was that awesome defense? We saw an awesome defense week one.
Well, Cook got loose.
Yeah. And
that's the difference.
Got a little banged up and then didn't. So we'll see.
Never got the chance to get Derrick Henry going. I mean, that really was the difference.
That was part of the problem.
Took him four quarters this week in Seattle.
Tampa Bay 48, Atlanta 25. Man, we were on Atlanta in the points. I mean, it was just kind of division game, bounce back spot for Atlanta, close your eyes special. We took one close your eyes special, faded the other one, Ryan, and we missed on both. I mean, the difference here was that Tampa Bay got two defensive touchdowns. That was really the difference in the game. One was a tip ball that kind of landed right in his lap. And kudos to the Bucks. Dating back to the week 16 of the season, Tom Brady has now thrown at least four touchdown passes in four consecutive regular season games. And I feel like no one even talks about him in fantasy DFS. And the guy's a fucking machine.
It's funny. I you know, I ended up with a decent amount of Tom Brady with either Evans or Godwin paired with Gronk or Antonio Brown later. And those teams are crushing it right now.
Yeah.
And sure, you can talk about he has no rushing floor, but if you're going to throw for four touchdowns every week, it doesn't really matter. And this team just can't run the ball. They're never going to run the ball.
No, and they love those 1 yard. I mean, Mike Evans is their goal line back. He's got a bunch of touchdowns to Evans. Antonio Brown, that's my only complaint here is Antonio Brown. He had an awesome game. We started him this week in our big ETH league and kind of laid a goose egg there, at least by his standards.
And shout out to D Bettis in the chat. Giants pick was trash. I mean, it still cashed. I agree. The loss was trash. And also coming at me for my ATS picks, where I'm pretty sure I'm winning you money in college. Double lock salute this week. NFL, not so much, but like we reminded you earlier, 15 weeks left. We get a bonus week.
Yeah, we got time, guys. We got time. No need to panic. Titans 33, Seahawks 30. Oh, brutal loss for the Seahawks. Love the spot for the Seahawks here. They were up 14, and man, I watched the game. I couldn't tell you what happened. They just let all of a sudden Derrick Henry. I guess I understand. You play three quarters of football, four quarters of football. You just get tired of tackling Derrick Henry. I get it.
They took their foot off the gas.
They
Again, this is the most frustrating team in football because Pete Carroll like has his rush quota.
Yes. And I'm worried now he's even going to take his foot off the gas more because that's what Pete Carroll seems to do. If he gets hurt, oh, back off. Don't want to get hurt.
But he has to see in this game that when they were passing the ball, they used Carson around the end zone and he got two touchdowns. But when they were passing the ball, what happened? Big plays. Whether it be Swain or Lockett, Metcalf did a little bit of work. I don't understand. Pete Carroll's. It's like, dude, you got excited with DK Metcalf. You took your shirt off. Let the guy go to work.
Yeah, you saw the body of work. Let DK eat. He got banged up a little bit. We'll have to keep an eye on that, Ryan, as Lockett owners.
His pacifier. Good thing he had that in there. Fucking kids.
Oh man, millennials, right? I got purple hair and I chew on a pacifier, but I could kick your ass. Okay. Chargers 17, Cowboys 20. This was,
San Diego Superchargers charge.
Oh my God.
Great stat from this game, courtesy of Justin Decker. The Chargers did not punt at home and they lost the game. I watched this game.
That's happened before that Decker's reported to us. The Chargers have not punted.
And still lost the game. When they got the touchdown to go up, 21 to 17, and then they called the touchdown back on this very suspect illegal shift, and then they call this play where they call him dead in the grass when clearly he's still moving. He threw the ball. The reffing in this game was outrageous.
I don't care who you had. That's the.
I mean, when the ref, like the former retired ref, goes, I don't know what he saw on this play. You know, it's bad.
I don't understand. Like what were you trying to protect? He was already being slammed to the like. They just need to show these refs the Super Bowl when
we need. This is going out to the refing community. I, Sean Green, Ryan Kramer, we're inviting you over to the studio. Nope. Hang out for an NFL Sunday with God's eye. You will see the truth and we'll explain, hey, see when the ref did that? We don't want to see that. Ryan and I represent the average NFL fan who gambles and has been gambling for much longer, obviously much more than all these fake phony gambling media types, but we represent fans. We don't want to see this. Okay. We're the ones paying for NFL Sunday ticket, buying all this fucking bullshit. We're paying your salaries, okay? Not directly, indirectly. And we're telling you, we don't want to see this. How is that so hard to understand?
I was at a coffee shop in Soho, and this guy said, you need to get into sports gambling.
But really, I just don't know. The NFL, the NFL has this perfect golden goose, and they're like, hey, what if we plucked all its feathers and gave it a haircut? It's like, no. Just let the golden goose keep feeding the golden goose. It's laying golden eggs. Don't touch it. Stop fucking with a good thing. Why do they do this?
Can I give you a theory?
Sure.
I think, well, especially the time. I think early season refs over officiating.
Yeah.
Happens. It happens every year.
Last year was great, but they decided they weren't going to call holding, and we all loved it.
But the taunting, like especially, I think what we're seeing here is the NFL knows that a certain part of their demographic doesn't like the changes of the world, and this is almost like a sacrificial piece of meat. Oh, okay, we're going to throw some flags on the taunting. You know, the stuff while you're sitting on your rocking chair that really, really irks you, really grinds your gears. The way that those, you know, back in my day, you made a tackle, you went back to the huddle, you didn't talk to the other team. So I kind of feel like this is some sort of an attempt to for the NFL to offer a peace offering to the grumpy old community that's growing fed up.
Well, we have the grumpy old community. We work with Colby. He represents the grumpy old guy, and they don't care about. They don't want the. They don't like the showboat and Deion Sanders prime time. They don't like that stuff. And we could
Lamar.
We could do a whole. Do a whole podcast on that. And that's the other thing. I tweeted it out. Lamar does a goddamn cartwheel into the end zone again. I was on the Chiefs. I didn't want them to throw the flag. But how do you? Where does it say you're allowed to do fucking cartwheels in the NFL? That's taunting as fuck. But even as a Chiefs backer, I liked it. It was cool. You know, it was a fun thing. It was a fun move. Celebrate. You're going untouched in the end zone for a massive touchdown. Celebrate.
So
we have fans in the stands. These guys are jacked up. Could you imagine? I mean, I celebrate when I hit, you know, a trash can from like 15 feet. Well, you imagine if you scored a touchdown where it actually meant something?
I was refereeing youth soccer.
These motherfuckers.
Boys 10 and 11 year olds. And one of the kids scored a really nice goal. He then did some sort of TikTok dance and goes, "Your mom." I didn't do anything. I didn't do a single thing.
Yeah.
I let it go. I didn't overturn a goal. I didn't give him a yellow card and send him off the field. I did say, "Hey, buddy, maybe not so loud next time. His mom's probably on the field."
Yeah, but I mean that's fine. But
it was a teaching moment.
Yeah,
these officials, I don't know.
It's fucking insane.
You put someone in the box, they're gonna get angry. And
speaking of that game, KC 35, Ravens 36. Awesome. I mean, we've really been lucky to have some pretty awesome primetime games. I think this one's 35-36. The opening night game was a 2-point win. You have the Raiders Ravens that went into overtime. That was granted.
It's been solid.
Yeah. Every one of the primetime games has been a really exciting. My only complaint is as a Chiefs backer, you know, you get, you know, the handoff to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I get it. You want to run clock, bleed the clock down, then kick the field goal. But you have Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they were carving them
just
up.
Go score the touchdown.
Get the touchdown. And maybe it's just the -3.5 talking, but they could not guard Travis Kelce to save their life. Just keep throwing it to Travis Kelce. You're going to keep the clock going. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is highly efficient. He's not a guy, with the exception of that interception.
Him with the ball in his hands.
Yeah,
probably
more than Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who just, if you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire in Dynasty, I don't know what you're doing.
Two hands. Just like.
And shout out to the Ravens. I mean, this was, again, they were on short rest, playing a 5-quarter game basically at home against the Chiefs and got the outright win. Lamar finally beat Mahomes, and this was a massive win for them. I don't know how they did it really. It was just basically, and Lamar tried to throw the game away a couple different times. I mean, he threw a pick six to start the game. Yeah. Threw another one to Honey Badger.
So close to putting
tried it. To throw a third interception to Honey Badger.
I was very close to including Chiefs defense in my first touchdown. I mean this was a fun game.
Yeah,
fun. Chris Collinsworth at the end of the year. This is a great football game. We need more football games like this. Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Ravens were in a must. The part of this handicap that we missed was A, Chiefs are good at winning and not covering, but B, this was a must-win game for the Ravens.
Yeah,
and maybe we need to reset on that. But last thing I'll say, Sean, I did hit my Travis Kelce under 7.5 catches prop.
Ooh, really?
And my Mark Andrews over.
I wasn't counting his numbers, but he had a massive.
He had 7 for 109.
Yeah,
7.5 is a lot of catches.
It is. All right, let's get to our Monday night player props.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned about the primetime games being awesome. We got Houston, Carolina on deck.
Which means it's going to be awesome.
Thursday night football.
So brought to you by prizepicks.com. Head over to prizepicks.com. Use our promo code SGP. Get up to a 100% deposit bonus, up to $100. Active in a ton of states. These are so fun. We're going to give you a three player entry. If you go 3 for 3, you can turn 20 into $100. Or if you go 2 for 3, you can do that option and turn 20 into 45. What are we going to do, Ryan?
Hashtag Dejens only.
Well, we're going to try to, we're shooting for 2.8% this season. So let's get, no, come
and
on.
And in classic fashion, the Norm Salute three team parlay that I gave out, 2 out of 3 hit, with of course the Eagles not being the one. That would have been a nice +900. Okay, let's get to it. My first one, I'm gonna go Aaron Jones receptions set at 2.5, taking the over there, Ryan.
Ooh.
Last 15 games, he's 11-4 on the over, coming off a game in which he only had 2. That New
We're
Orleans
correlated here.
That New Orleans game feels like an outlier, but it last 15 games, 11-4 on the over, and I still feel like we haven't really seen him in the passing offense without Jamal Williams. So I think Aaron the Jones over 2.5 is, it feels pretty good.
First game, it was tough to see what that was going to be. And I'm with you. I didn't do the receptions. I took the yards at 16.5. Same reason though. It feels like however they're going to deploy him, if anything, I think we're going to see a nice dose of Aaron Jones early in this game. Because they let the game get away from him and he just wasn't a part of the last game plan. So you took the catches. I took the yards, over 16.5.
Okay.
Receiving yards.
Feels like he'll be involved in the passing game. Going to Aaron Rodgers under 25 completions, which at the top of your head, you're like, oh, bounce back game, prime time. He's going to cook. He's going to deal. Even when he's playing really well, Aaron Rodgers, when he plays well, it's about efficiency. Like he'll hit deep balls. He won't complete a ton of passes. Yeah. In his last 7 games, he's 1-5-1 on the over of 25 completions. So even when he's having good games, you know, these are the last 7 regular season games, he finished out pretty strong, but just doesn't complete a ton. He'll move the ball down the field, it'll look good, but they're not like a team that's going to throw it 40, 50 times.
And I'd also probably bet on them to, you know, probably be up in this game, probably be working the running backs a bit more.
Yeah.
Which is a nice transition to my second one, which is AJ Dillon over 36.5 yards. Ooh. Rushing. They always like to work the running backs in. He's going to get his carries. I don't think they like him as much in the passing game as Aaron Jones. So I like him to get some usage. And I think there's at least 35% of my simulations have the Packers rolling in this one. So AJ Dillon gets some extra work over 36.5 rushing yards.
Fight Innovations has a question here. They handle in the YouTube chat. Rodgers to throw over 2.5 touchdowns.
No, under.
Yeah, I mean, if it's priced evenly, I think you have to take the under there. It's a division game. I know there's a chance for him to go off. He does like to throw those short 1-yarders near the goal line. That would be my only concern.
Yeah, definitely follow me on the old Twitter because I've been putting out some more props closer to kick. One of the things that I've been honing in on, Sean.
Yeah,
I think these touchdown primetime games touchdown props. Now Brady went over his, but the big name guys, it's getting so juiced up. There's value on the under, especially in a game and a team that likes to use the running game.
Yeah. So I he's saying it's even money on the over. I'd actually lean under on that one. Again, I think Lions get the cover, as we said on the podcast. I think it's a little closer. They could get it in garbage time. 11 points feels like a ton for a division game. TJ Hockenson over 54.5 receiving yards.
Fuck.
This Packers defense still has a lot of questions to be answered after that week 1 performance against the Saints. And Hockenson, I just, you know, like who else are they going to throw the ball? I know they like throwing Williams to the running backs, but wait, I think Williams is, isn't he out?
Jamal Williams.
Oh, Jamal Williams. Yeah, no, but
no, that's what I'm saying. Williams.
Yeah,
Tyrell
no.
Tyrell Williams. Yeah, maybe is yeah. what you're talking about. Yeah, I think you're talking about my number 3 tight end. I think his target floor is so high. And What was the number? What was the number on the prop?
Oh, it is 54 and a half. Yeah, and Terrell Williams is out. So again, with him out, you know, with them not really having much going on receiving wise, I think Hawk is the way to go at 54 and a half.
And again, continuing to lead the way for Iowa tight ends in the National Football League. All right, my last one, Jared Goff under 252 and a half. Simple as that. I think this Green Bay team got their ass kicked. They did not give up 252 and a half passing yards. So I think, like you said, divisional game, I think it'll be close. I like the secondary for this Packers team. And if it's a lot of dink and duck to the tight end and the running backs, that's fine. It's going to take a lot of those passes to add up to 252 and a half. And he's coming off a game where he had so much primo garbage time where he got to pad his stats a bit. I love fading that as well. So,
well, Ryan, before we get to our first touchdown plays, what would you rather, TJ Hockenson over 4.5 catches or TJ Hockenson over 54 and a half receiving yards?
Oh, for this, I mean, for the way that they're going to play, I would probably lean catches for him until the catch number gets ridiculous. Because I would, it, basically you're saying, is he going to get 12 and a half yards a catch, something like that? And I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah, maybe so, catches is the way to go. This is the one I saw at Prize Picks, but make sure you head over to Prize Picks, especially earlier in the week. They're always adding new stuff or adjusting stuff. So there really is some, you got some sweet projections, some good opportunities to lock in some cash.
Well, I mean, they're making their prop numbers before most of the books.
No. And they're ahead of market. So if you got an angle, definitely check them early in the week, prizepicks.com, promo code SGP. First touchdown for me. I do one on each team, Ryan. You have a diversified portfolio. I'll go first. Robert Tonyan for the Packers, 10-1. Bobby T gets involved.
Wait, you're not worried about? Do you think you got the same amount of off field time with the new Nick Cage / Aaron Rodgers? I love how the musician character he's playing in the State Farm commercials is really him. He kept the hair in real life. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I cannot make sense of what's going on in Aaron Rodgers's life. First TD on the other end, Jamal Williams at 1600. Love that.
Okay.
Another one. I couldn't find a price on it. Ryan, if you can, please throw it out there. But Jared Goff, first touchdown. I always like taking these long shot QB rushing touchdowns because all it takes is like a broken play or a QB sneak near the goal line.
It's funny you say that because
it's probably like 40-1.
I was actually, I got it right in front of me. Let me see. It is 40-1.
Okay.
That is so kind of the,
I'll say Jared Goff, 40-1 first touchdown and Jamal Williams and Tonyan.
Well,
Jared Goff, obviously kind of a flyer there.
Totally happy to join you with Jamal Williams. And do you find TJ Hockenson's price being 14-1 a little strange to you?
No, and that was I don't give out as many as you, Ryan, but if I did, I would probably throw in Hawk there at 14-1. That feels good as well. I'll let you make that part of your
it's just
quarter unit plays.
You know, I like to spread four quarter units across four players. I understand that the odds are heavy in the favor of the Packers being the first team to score. It just seemed a little off. And so for the Packers though, I think you have to take a stab at one of their receivers. And when I see the difference between Lazard at 20-1 and Valdez Scantling at 12-1, it really makes me wonder. And then I look at the data and it's like, no, I really just need to focus at the guys at the top here. It would be a waste of my money to do anything. Maybe I go AJ Dillon. Even that I thought was silly. So I went to the top. I'm going to go all the way chalk with not quite all the way chalk. Aaron Jones at plus 650 for the one, but then I'm going to come back with the, what does Aaron Rodgers like to do more than anything? Flash, show out, flash the belt. Aaron Rodgers first touchdown. It's not quite as juicy as Jared Goff, but plus 2,500 for him to be the first guy to score. I've been I think there's always value on the quarterbacks. Honestly, I think if you were to play a system where you were playing the quarterbacks to score the first touchdown, you would make money on the season. I'm tracking it. Don't worry, Sean. I know you're riveted by my first touchdown talk, but I'm playing the Aarons first touchdown
I like
for the Packers.
I like it. Yeah. All right, Ryan. D-gens only prop bet. What do you got for the D-gens? The extreme long shot player prop that's fun to throw in there.
Well, so some places have like the escalators with the yards. Some places have the touchdowns. I'm gonna go to this game. I'm gonna say we're gonna play a 3-touchdown prop.
Ooh.
Player X will score 3 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 35-1. That feels like a nice price. It also kind of not the craziest thing against the Lions. I mean, he scored 20 touchdowns in a season. So 35-1, Aaron Jones to score 3 touchdowns.
Ooh.
You can get down on that at 2 if you want.
Yeah. All right. I'll co-sign that one, I guess.
If you wanted to have real fun, Jamal Williams in the same prop is 80-1.
Okay. That'll all right. Yeah, well,
did I find it for you?
No, this
Hawkinson's 250-1.
This is and that's what I'm giving out. Well, not 3 touchdowns. This is what I'll give out. TJ Hawkinson to have 150 receiving yards. You know what? I wrote down 150 receiving yards, 7 receptions and 2 touchdowns at 250-1. But this happened to me when we did Tunyon and he got there. The 150 receiving yards is impossible for the tight end. So I'll just go TJ Hawkinson to have 3 touchdowns receiving at 250-1. Let's go, winning it all back. And then some.
Yeah, that feels great. And again, shop for the prices, please. Because, like, for example, I see Aaron Jones to score first and Green Bay to win is priced less than Aaron Jones to score first touchdown.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, they have too many bets. They're sleeping at some of the wheels. That's just how it works, you know.
Asleep at the wheels.
Everyone's got a job. Everyone mails in a certain part of that job. It's normal.
Ryan, Merch Monday is coming up. We're taping this Sunday night, but Merch Monday is coming up. We're going to up the ante instead of just a t-shirt. Also a t-shirt and official SGP mini helmet to the next Merch Monday winner. Whoa. So make sure you get toss a nice review in over at Apple Podcasts for your chance to win every Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean stacking the money green and he is Ryan.
Oh, goddamn Cowboys.
Kramer, let it ride.